Would you like for us to post information about your congregation on the Find a Church page of our website? We'll add your church when it becomes part of the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to donate $1,000 to Issues Etc. Please consider adding the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. to your church's mission or advertising budget. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 at issuesetc.org. Click support and publicize your congregation to the world.
It's that time again. Every Friday afternoon, we close our show with you, your votes, and our sound bites. Soundbite of the Week is a simple little game where all you have to do is listen to our four sound bites and then give us a call, email us, Twitter us, or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page and tell us which of the four sound bites you think should be Soundbite of the Week. We've got four excellent sound bites this week. It's going to be hard to choose, but we're asking you to choose nonetheless. Now, you can call and vote. We'll be playing the sound bites here in just a moment. You can call and vote 1-877-623-6943. Voters who call get to go first. 1-877-623-MYIE. You can email your votes to us right here in real time in the studio. Talk back at issuesetc.org. You can Twitter them to us at issuesetc, or you can leave your vote. And remember to tell us where you listen and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. And the best vote, as usual, on Friday gets the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, an Issues Etc. pen, and an Issues Etc. bumper sticker that goes to the best vote via whatever means for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, May the 21st. Soundbite number one, this time, comes from Dr. John Warwick Montgomery. We talked with him recently about the Supreme Court decision about a cross that has been put up in the Mojave Desert, and these are his thoughts on crosses in public places.
If you look at this closely, this is no victory whatsoever for those evangelicals who are trying to establish the United States as a Christian nation, as an officially Christian country, or to say that this is just another reflection of that fact. This is where people like Sekulow are simply wrong. The only way it's possible for a religious symbol like this to be sustained under American law is for it not to be regarded primarily as a religious symbol, but to see it as a general, pluralistic, secular kind of operation. And that doesn't accomplish anything for Christian faith. What it does is to denature symbols like the cross and turn them into secular symbols.
That's soundbite number one, Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on crosses in the public square. Should it be the soundbite of the week? Call and vote 1-877-623-6943. The number again, 877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc or leave your vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Will Wheaton. During that much praised conversation with him on the Ascension hymn, Up Through Endless Ranks of Angels, he talked a bit about being heavenly minded.
You ever heard the expression, someone's of so heavenly minded, they're of no earthly good? I always think that's such a bogus thing. It's the other way around. It's if you're heavenly minded, for the first time, you actually become of some earthly good. Because all of a sudden, then, you've seen things in their true perspective. You know that you have a life that can never end. You know that you've been forgiven all of your sins. You can actually then be of some service and good to your neighbor. And you're not thinking about, how can I use my neighbor to get brownie points to get God's favor? You know, you're basking in God's favor. You know you've got it. And so you're yearning, looking forward to that day. And so looking forward to it becoming of some earthly good.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? Talk back at issuesetc.org. 1-877-623-6943. Leave it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or Twitter us at issuesetc. Soundbite number three comes from Rebecca Curtis. We had a Mother's Roundtable. In fact, we had two Mother's Roundtables right around Mother's Day. And she was talking about motherhood in general. A tremendous insight. Just listen.
The only persons to whom I am irreplaceable are my husband and children. And that is what I remember when I am home and alone and thinking, why did I spend all that money on a college degree? And does it matter that, you know, the most important thing I did today was plan and make supper? It is. It is. Because anything else I was out in the world doing, someone else could do. And probably better. But I am my kid's only mom. And I'm my husband's only wife. And it is my great blessing to be able to serve them.
That was soundbite number 3. Should it be soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. You can vote via Twitter at IssuesETC or send your vote via email. We get it right here in real time. talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can always leave it at the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Now you need to get ready to vote. We're going to play soundbite number 4, and afterwards it's your turn to call, to email, to Twitter, or to leave your comment at the Facebook fan page and vote for soundbite of the week. Soundbite number 4, Dr. Norman Nagel on where to find Jesus.
If they listen to the angels, then they don't go on staring up at the sky and thinking that that's where Jesus is. Jesus isn't where we think he ought to be. Jesus is where he has promised to be for us. And that promise is fulfilled in what we call the means of grace, his means for giving out his gifts, holy baptism, holy scripture, holy communion, holy absolution. To say holy is to say it belongs to the Lord, and he's the one that does it and fulfills those things. As it says in the Large Catechism, to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is to be baptized by the Lord himself. Although we see his instrument, the pastor, the minister, or the priest, saying his words and pouring the water. It's the Lord who has done our baptisms and who gives to us his body and blood and who gives to us the forgiveness of sins by way of the apostolic ministry that he ordained. So for Jesus, we go to the places he has appointed for us to go. Baptism, Lord's Supper, Scripture. And if we look somewhere else for him, we won't find him.
All right, this break is a great time to call, to email, to Twitter, or to leave your vote at the Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, IssuesETC.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, IssuesETC.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, IssuesETC.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at IssuesETC.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. IssuesETC.org, and click Listen On Demand.
You canceled the wrong show. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Here's a great resource for Sunday school teachers. Mondays, we interview Deaconess Pam Nielsen of Concordia Publishing House about the upcoming Growing in Christ Sunday school lesson. You'll find these interviews under the Listen On Demand page of our website, IssuesETC.org. Listen to a 20-minute interview with Pam Nielsen, and you'll be prepared to teach Sunday school this weekend. IssuesETC.org. Click Listen On Demand and look for teaching a Sunday school lesson with Deaconess Pam Nielsen.
Historic liturgy, cool. Liturgical dance, not cool. Kneeling for the Lord's body and blood on a Sunday morning, cool. Sitting in your theater-style seat with cup holder for your double mocha latte, not cool. We're the Brothers of John the Steadfast. If you're interested in traditional Lutheran doctrine and practice, check us out. www.steadfastlutherans.com. You are
my soul. I know I'm wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
All right, it's time for you to play Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, May the 21st. We're coming to you live. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Our email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Twitter us at IssuesETC. Our Facebook fan page is a great place to vote as well, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Should it be Dr. John Warwick Montgomery on Crosses in the Public Square? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on Being Heavenly Minded and Then of Some Earthly Good. Soundbite number three, Rebecca Curtis on Motherhood. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Norman Nagel on Where to Find Jesus. Best vote this Friday gets the LPR bundle package, the I Have Issues t-shirt, the Issues Etc. travel mug, the Issues Etc. pin, and the Issues Etc. bumper sticker. Scott is listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'm voting for soundbite number one with John Warwick Montgomery. America is not a Christian nation, and no proliferation of crosses in the public square is going to make it one. Jesus is nowhere mentioned by name in the Declaration of Independence or the United States Constitution. The false god of American civil religion up until the mid-20th century was, at best, the god of Freemasonry, and is today, at best, the god of the Wiccans, because Wicca is little more than gender-inclusive Freemasonry with a fair amount of nature worship added for good measure.
Smartest listeners in radio. Thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. Dana in Corunna, Indiana says, my vote is for Soundbite number three, Rebecca Curtis. She is singing my tune because I'm a stay-at-home mom with a college degree. Also, regardless of how I feel on any given day or what the world may say, I believe that what I do is of value. Dana, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? Which do you think should be Soundbite of the Week?
This is Michael in Strasburg, Illinois, casting my vote for Soundbite of the Week. At first, I was tempted to cast my vote for Dr. Nagel because I could, and it has been all too long since I could say that. But Pastor Whedon's soundbite gave me pause as well. Pastor Whedon speaks quite eloquently about the result of our salvation, Dr. Nagel the cause. Since in theology, cause trumps result, my vote goes to Dr. Nagel on where Jesus is to be found.
And thanks for that vote sent via MP3. Here's Sally listening in her car. Hi, Sally.
Hi, Todd. I have to vote for Dr. Nagel. Dr. Nagel, anything that comes out of his mouth always is so profound, and it just makes my head hurt sometimes to listen to him. But I think he really hits the nail on the head with this one. It's about Jesus, you know? Thanks.
Well, Sally, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in your car. Here's a vote left on the Issues Etc. comment line.
Paul in Milwaukee calling regarding Soundbite of the Week. I assume that the soundbite has to stand by itself. Bite number one needs background. The sentimental and thanks-inducing favorite for Issues Etc. veterans has to be Dr. Nagel, alive, thinking, and articulate. His point is so fundamental as to require assent to it to retain status as one of Marty's boys to hard cases. Pastor Whedon clearly shows the reversing parts of the works-oriented cliché makes good out of it. Mrs. Curtis has insightful and spirit experience-made advice for the many talented wife mothers in moments of doubt about their calling. Advantage in vote Curtis for usefulness of content and to encourage development of a rookie guest into a potential Issues Etc. heavy hitter. Besides, Pastor Whedon may have soundbite monopoly problems. Thanks for listening.
And thanks for your vote via the Issues Etc. comment line. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, my vote for soundbite of the week is Dr. Montgomery. My prayers for Christians to seek Jesus and his cross where he's promised to be, in his church, before we feel the need to put a cross in the public square or in the desert or on a mountainside. Let us first display that cross on our church steeples. Let us proclaim that cross from our pulpits, and let us allow Jesus to place his cross in our hearts. These are the places where the cross does its work for us and in us. Dennis, thank you very much for your vote for Soundbite of the Week. This one comes from Jen in Detroit. She says, I'll go with Whedon, that's soundbite number two, since you're using a photo I took of him. Well, that's nice. And it's a beautiful photo, by the way. Makes good work of even Pastor Whedon. Deborah in Dallas says, guys, this is a no-brainer. Dr. Nagel wins hands down. Mrs. Curtis gave him a run for his money with her humble proclamation of love and service. But Norman has a knack for cutting to the heart of the matter. Deborah, thanks for listening in Dallas. Stephen in St. Louis says, although there's nothing like listening to Dr. Nagel, what a true blessing he is, I have to go with Pastor Whedon. What a clear and succinct summary of Christian vocation. That's a vote for soundbite number two. Here's a vote for soundbite number four from Dan in Columbus, Ohio. He says, another vote in the landslide for Dr. Nagel. Christ is where he has promised he would be. Many worship services try to generate a feeling that God is there through emotional manipulation. But Christ, in the forgiveness of sins delivered by word and sacraments, offers us the real joy so many seek elsewhere in vain. Thank you, Dr. Nagel, for your return to Issues, etc. And thanks to Dan in Columbus, Ohio, for that vote. Steve in Oregon says, wow. Since, again, four great sound bites, I can hardly wait to hear the podcasts of all four episodes. Oh, go and listen to them. They're quite easily accessible. Issuesetc.org. Listen on demand. For my money, he says, you can't beat Dr. Montgomery's descriptions of crosses in the public square. You see crosses all over roadsides, necklaces, pendants, even tattoos. Do people realize that this is where Christ died for us? Making a cross into a secular symbol and denaturing it is exactly what is happening. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talkback at issuesetc.org. Josh in St. Louis says, it's an outstanding field this week, but George Naylor, another voter, is bang on. You can't beat the return of Norman Nagel pointing out on the occasion of Christ's ascension, he locates himself where he said he would be, in word and sacrament. Furthermore, Dr. Nagel's appearance on the show is a tremendous affirmation of life. A stroke can be a very debilitating thing, but this does not make him any less a child of God. That's true. Tina votes for Dr. Nagel, soundbite number four. He can say so much with so few words. Jesus is where he promises to be for us. It is truly the concrete locatedness of the gifts. And Andrew in Wausau, Wisconsin, voting for soundbite number two. Pastor Whedon demonstrates a solid knowledge of the theology of hymns. Well, our winner this week, Dr. Norman Nagel, talking about where to find Jesus.
If they listen to the angels, then they don't go on staring up at the sky and thinking that that's where Jesus is. Jesus isn't where we think he ought to be. Jesus is where he has promised to be for us. And that promise is fulfilled in what we call the means of grace, his means for giving out his gifts. Holy baptism, holy scripture, holy communion, holy absolution. To say holy is to say it belongs to the Lord, and he's the one that does it and fulfills those things. As it says in the Large Catechism, to be baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is to be baptized by the Lord himself, although we see his instrument, the pastor, the minister, or the priest, saying his words and pouring the water. It's the Lord who has done our baptisms and who gives to us his body and blood and who gives to us the forgiveness of sins by way of the apostolic ministry that he ordained. So for Jesus we go to the places he has appointed for us to go. Baptism, Lord's Supper, Scripture. And if we look somewhere else for him, we won't find him.
That's soundbite number four, winner of soundbite of the week this week, Dr. Norman Nagel, back on Issues Etc., talking about where to find Jesus. God willing, Dr. Nagel will be back with us to talk about Pentecost very soon on Issues Etc. Look, the LPR bundle package this week has to go to Dennis in St. John's, Michigan. A great vote, a very insightful vote. As I often say, smartest listeners in radio. So if you would email us with your mailing address, Dennis in St. John's, Michigan, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everyone who voted. Wish we could get to all the votes, but they still came out as a quick run-through in favor of Dr. Nagel soundbite number four. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss the first Pentecost. Dr. Arthur Just will be our guest, talking about Pentecost right after Pentecost Sunday. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible gift this weekend. You can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. The address, LPR Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Who could say it better than Dr. Nagel? Few, none perhaps. Jesus, you want to know where Jesus is? The big question is, where is Jesus for you? Where is the Jesus forgiving your sins, doing what he has promised to do? He is where he has promised to be. In his word, in his sacraments, in baptism, in absolution, in the Lord's Supper. That's where Jesus for you, forgiving your sins, is. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.